Joe Biden repeats debunked lie, he traveled with Xi Jinping 17,000 miles in Tibet. By Christina Wong on April 5, 2024. President Joe Biden repeated a debunked lie on Thursday that he has traveled 17,000 miles with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Biden said Thursday at a Greek Independence Day reception. I was once asked by Xi Jinping in, I traveled 17,000 miles with him in Tibet. I was on the Tibetan plateau. And he looked at me, and he said to me, can you define America? And I could say the same thing if he asked me to define Greece. I said, yes, one word, and I mean this sincerely, it's reg, it's recorded. I said, one word, possibilities. Possibilities. There is no evidence Biden ever traveled 17,000 miles with Xi. The Washington Post's fact-checker, Glenn Kessler, in 2022 even gave Biden bottomless Pinocchios for repeatedly making a debunked claim. As Kessler first pointed out in 2021, Biden has been repeating this story since 2016, with no evidence to back it up. Ironically, Politico associate editor Catherine Kim wrote in a recent newsletter that it was former President Donald Trump, not Biden, that has touted his relationship with Xi. Kim wrote, even amidst his threats of tariffs, the former president has never held back on his praise for Xi, recently calling him a very good friend of mine during my term. Biden does not share the same admiration, he's publicly called Xi a dictator, a term that has received vigorous pushback from China's foreign ministry. Kim also highlighted a New York Times report that alleged that China had launched a social media operation to help Trump win in 2024. Trump campaign spokesman Stephen Cheung blasted Kim, writing, in Politico's nightly newsletter, Catherine Kim makes a harebrained assertion that China would prefer President Trump to return to the White House. The same President Trump who made China submit to pro-America trade and tariff regulations, called them out for exporting the coronavirus that killed millions across the world, and stood tough against Chinese economic aggression throughout his first term. Cheung also attacked Biden's record on China, saying, the fact is that China has grown stronger under a weak Biden presidency, and our allies are even more in danger as China builds up its economic and military power. Deadly Chinese fentanyl continues to flow into American communities, killing scores of people, while illegal Chinese migrants are the fastest growing group crossing the southern border. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.